This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. And earlier this week, Kingston police chief swung into action, literally, using a snow shovel to fend off an axe-wielding subject. Chief Albert Pearsall was responding to a complaint at home on February 4th when 34-year-old Dale Ford allegedly came at officers with an axe. Police say Pearsall grabbed the nearest thing he could, a snow shovel, to defend himself. Body cam video shows officers backing off after the attack, leading to a tense standoff that ended peacefully. Ford now faces 20 charges, including assault with intent to murder and assaulting or resisting police. If convicted on the top charge, he could face life in prison. He remains jailed in Tuscola County on a $250,000 bond, with court hearings set for February 18th and 25th. And speaking of court news, Jared Cash Butterfield's attorney, Dallas Rooney, was granted his motion to withdraw, citing a breakdown in communication and a past conflict of interest, including Rooney's recent representation of Butterfield's ex-wife. The court appointed Jessica Risky to represent Butterfield in his serious felony case, which involves charges of assault with intent to do great bodily harm or by strangulation. Butterfield will continue to represent himself in two separate misdemeanor cases. Prosecutors offered a plea deal which include waiving a preliminary examination and pleading guilty to both counts with a habitual offender enhancement. However, the defense, after consulting with Mr. Butterfield, declined the offer, opting instead to proceed with a preliminary examination. Scheduling for that examination is now a key issue. While initially set for the 20th, the defense requested a one-week adjournment to the 27th to allow new counsel time to review discovery and prepare. Mr. Butterfield agreed to the delay, despite his right to a hearing within 21 days. The prosecution also noted potential witness availability concerns for both dates, and the court will finalize the preliminary examination date, balancing preparation needs with the defendant's right to a timely hearing, especially as he remains in custody. And Matthew N. Shears of Pigeon appeared for arraignment on February 11th. Court documents show Sears is facing three counts of larceny by conversion, along with two counts involving non-sufficient funds checks. Under a plea agreement, Shears has agreed to pay full restitution to the victims, and sentencing is scheduled for April 13th at 9 a.m. in Circuit Court. The Board of Education in the Deckerville School District approved allowing Superintendent Matt Connolly to start working on a list of district needs. Some of the needs are expected to include classroom renovations, improving water and plumbing updates, along with window replacements and roofing needs. The board approved working with R.C. Hendrick of Saginaw to work with Connolly on assessing district needs. The results are expected to be discussed during the district 7 p.m. Monday, February 23rd board meeting in the high school library, 2633 Black River Street in Deckerville. The possibility of going for a bond issue for needs was discussed back in January. In other matters, the board selected Kurt Vogel as president, Richard Hamill as vice president, and Randy Kirkpatrick as secretary, and James Nickel as the treasurer. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And that was your news for this hour, brought to you by Morrell Equipment. And we do have some obituaries at this time. Laverne Melvin Jurgis, 74, of Harbor Beach, passed away on February 12th, 2026. Laverne was born December 18th, 1951, and is survived by his two brothers, Milton and Fred. Funeral services for Laverne will be held on Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, February 16th, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home and at Our Savior Lutheran Church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to Our Savior Lutheran Church, and condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Donna Jean Delphi of Bad Axe, 86 years old, passed away February 5th, 2026. She was born May 29th, 1939, in Elkton, Michigan. On August 9th, 1958, Donna united in marriage to Robert E. Delphi in Detroit, Michigan. Donna is survived by her husband of 68 years, Robert Delphi, two sons, Mark and Robert, two daughters, Robin and Kimberly, 10 grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Per the family's wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of Donna's life will be held at a later date. Condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.